Okay. Hello and welcome to the Endurance Glow. This is Benitria. Now, some episodes you might hear me say this is B, because I do go by B, but I like my name Benitria. So I'm like, you know, at first I did not like my name growing up. Like, so I was like, just call me B. But as I'm, you know, like an actual grown adult now, I really love my name. But anyways, though, so you might hear either one, but it's still me. But anyways, though, thank y'all so much for the recently new subscribers. And I know I gained the subscribers that I do have off of shorts. So that's a good thing. But y'all just tune in to the whole video if you want to, though. No pressure. But anyways, though, I want to go ahead and get straight into this video because I feel like this is a very important topic to talk about in today's time, especially with young believers, older believers, whatever. Like, it's just a very important topic to talk about because the thoughts that we have, those are not always your thoughts. I'm trying to tell you, like, I know you can be sitting down and the craziest thought might just slip past your head. Like, now what? Let me tell you something. Those are not always your thoughts. The devil play mind games, and he likes to put things in our mind. He likes to make us believe things. He likes to try to plant things in our heart. Like, this is what he does. So we have to be able to pick up on what he's doing. I mean, because it's like, when he's done it enough, you should be able to, like, nah, no. But the thing is he gonna keep doing it if you keep letting him. So you have to learn how to, like, shut him up. Down. Now, he ain't gonna never stop trying to kill, steal, and destroy, but it's just time, like, for all of us to just walk into the authority that God has given us. So anyways, we basically, you know, we have to know who we are in Christ. And the number one thing that Satan attacks is our mind. We are in the mind is a battlefield. If the devil has your mind, then he has you. I mean, he has you bound if he has your mind. It's like, basically, it's one thing to be physically locked down, to be, you know, physically in a cell, in prison. But it's another thing when your mind is in a prison. That, to me, that is worse. When your mind is in a prison, when your mind is locked down, and you don't know how to escape from the prison of your mind, you know, the crazy thoughts, you can't get a relief from it. And sometimes it drives people to do crazy things. And again, I'm not going to sit here and act like it's easy, because it's not. But that's why we have to tap in. We have to get closer to God so he can teach us how to utilize the tools that he's given us. But anyways, what I want to say, basically, Satan, he plants thoughts. He'll plant a thought in your head. And once he plants that thought in your head, he might plant it a couple times. I mean, he might, like, jab it, like, place it in your mind a couple times. But really all he needs is that one time to plant that seed. That one time for that thought to come into your head. And if you, like, accept that thought as your own thought, then you have a problem. Because now you have just welcomed some mess from the enemy. You've just welcomed that. You just accepted whatever mess he's trying to throw your way. You've accepted it. So it's like, we can't do that right now. It's 2025, and one thing I want is for every single person who listens to this podcast, I want every single person to walk in the will of God. And if Satan has your mind, it's impossible to walk with a plan and the will that God has ordained for your life, because that's what Satan wants, is your mind. He wants to come after your faith, okay? And honestly, faith is in here. It's in your mind. It's in your head, because it's a battle having to believe something that you cannot see. You know what I'm saying? And so, of course, if Satan has your mind, if you believe in God for something, and all Satan got to do is say, God ain't real, that ain't happening, that's your faith being attacked. So you have to believe, like, you know, like, it's going to happen. God is going to do it no matter what. But that's what he attacks, is your faith. He's going to attack your faith. He got to have your faith, because he knows that once you start to believe God, he ain't got nothing on you. He cannot hold you back, and he cannot stop the promises of God from being fulfilled within your life. So anyways, I just basically want to, like, give an example, because I went on a fast, and during that fast, I was attacked mentally. Now, I'll be very, very honest right now. I have dealt with mental issues in my past. It's like, as a young teen, I dealt with, like, suicidal thoughts, depression, anxiety. I dealt with a lot of, it was a mental battle for me, even in high school, you know, to even complete high school. It was just, it was tough for me because I was struggling mentally and I had no idea why the burden was so heavy on me. Because if you ask me why I was depressed, I can't tell you why. Honestly, to this day, I know now it was, you know, Satan, but I didn't know. Like, it wasn't like this just one thing made me depressed. So anyways, I went on a fast recently, and mind you, I was struggling before the fast, not struggling mentally, but just struggling, like just unhappy in life, and was just like, God, what am I doing? Where are we going right now? Because this ain't right. This ain't right. I need you to step in. And so I went on my fast. The first week was okay, but that second week I got hit pretty bad. I was like feeling sad. The most depressive thoughts was coming over me. Even suicidal thoughts was coming over me. And I'm just like, you know what? Because when I fast before, and this is what kind of made me fall like backslide, because I didn't know much. But when I used to, like about a year or two ago, I was trying to fast and it just wouldn't work. And I didn't know why. I would get so depressed. I would start to think about everything that wasn't going right in my life. And the moment I just quit and give up the fast, I'm feeling fine. I'm feeling better again. I didn't really know that that was one of the tactics that the enemy used. And when I first got saved, yes, I was praying. I was fasting, but I wasn't in my word like I should have been. It's like it has to add up. And so this time, I'm like, I felt last time, but this time I'm going to do it right because I don't want to backslide again. And I was like, you know what? This not right. I know for a fact that this is not what God, you know, wants for me. He doesn't want me to feel sad. He doesn't want me to feel mad. As a matter of fact, I wasn't feeling sad and mad earlier. Now this heavy feeling, this heavy burden type feeling has come upon me, and I know it's not right. I know I'm not suicidal, so why am I having suicidal thoughts? And why is the feeling so heavy? I mean, it was so heavy to where I'm like, I couldn't even pray for myself. And I was like, no, I got to get out of this. And it's also, I just want to add a note that it's also important to have a community around you. I'm not saying have a lot of people around you, because these days and ages, you know, but it's important to have a community around you, because sometimes we can't always pray for ourselves. Sometimes it gets tough and we need somebody to uplift us and intercede for us. So I definitely reached out to this lady who goes to my church. And I was like, hey, I just need you to pray for my mental right now. And they were like, okay, I'm like, I just need you to pray. I just need you to pray. So it's a therapist that works that goes to the church. She had the therapist call me as well. And I was like, you believe in God. I need you to pray. And I told her, I said, I know it's an attack. I just need you to pray. When you pray for me, I'm okay. Yes. Literally. So both of those ladies prayed for me. And I promise you, it was like the feeling was like lifted off of me. But it's like you have to be able to overcome your thoughts, because these are not your thoughts. This is what the enemy does to kill, to steal, and to destroy. He's going to attack your mind. So you have to be able to fight through that. As soon as that thought comes, you have to be able to cancel the thought. And so one thing that I did want to mention is this is how we know that the devil, he'll plant thoughts in your head. First of all, I believe it's something in Matthew's, I believe, where Jesus lets us know that the enemy plants seeds while we're sleeping. Like, you know, he'll do things while we're sleeping. He plants seeds. This is what he does. But it's a scripture in the Bible, and it comes from John 13, verse 2. It lets us know that Satan had basically planted that thought into Judas's heart to betray Jesus. And this is what he does. You know what I'm saying? Like he planted that thought into Judas's head. And it's just like Judas didn't know clearly, because if he knew, he would not have did what he did. You know, but it's just like if he knew that the devil was playing on his mind, he should have been able to shut it down right then and there. So that's what I'm saying. This is how all it takes is for a seed, for a thought to be planted, and then it blossoms it grows into some mess that might be too hard to get out of. You know what I'm saying? That's like I said, hitting back on the suicidal thoughts and things like that. The moment you start to feed into that thought, you know, then it's like, it's going to be hard to get out of it. It's going to be hard to climb out of it. So you have to be able to jump on it immediately. And so this is a scripture that I did want to give. It's 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5. It tells us to cast down every imagination and everything that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring it into the captivity, every thought, to the obedience of Christ. So basically, God lets us know in Jeremiah 29:11 that he knows the thoughts that he have towards us, okay? And it's thoughts to make us prosper, thoughts to give us peace, and thoughts to bring us an expected end. God does not have thoughts of evil towards us. So that right now, the Bible already lets us know as well that we are to have the mind of Christ. If God don't have these thoughts, if God said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made, if God said that I'm the head and not the tail, if God said all of these things, I'm above and I believe, like he's saying all these things, then I choose to believe God. So in a time where you don't see, you know, you don't see things aren't working out for you, don't feed into them thoughts. Don't feed into this ain't gonna work out, this ain't gonna happen, because it ain't gonna work out, and then it ain't gonna happen because you fed into the thought. This is what the devil does. I'm trying to tell you, he is after your mind, and you have to begin, you have to get free. You have to be free. Like, please, let me tell you something. At least try like 10 minutes out of the day to just read the Bible. It don't matter. Just start somewhere, or you just read, you know what I'm saying? Just read, because the Bible is so powerful, and Satan wants us to not have the knowledge. Like this, the Bible is knowledge that we need to live, to thrive. So we have to be able to overcome our thoughts, because the battle has already been won, and Satan knows that. He knows that he has nothing but a little time. So he's trying to kill, steal, and destroy as much as he can, because he doesn't want us to make it into the kingdom of heaven. We have to overcome. I'm trying to tell y'all, we have to be overcomers in this season, because I just feel like it's so many young people dying, and so many people dying before their time. You know, so many people accepting fate that was never supposed to be theirs. And let me, we have God who knows our beginning from our end. He has written everything out from us, out for us. Like our beginning, every thought that we will ever have, everything. He knows the number of hairs, the strands that is in our head. So this man knows every single thing about us. So now, and God has it all written out, right? But then you have to remember that the devil, because he mimics everything that God does, the devil has written out his plan for our lives too. And so it's like, if we're not in the will of God, then whose will are we in? We don't ever want to be in the will of Satan. So we have to overcome our thoughts. And the only way, let me tell you something, when I get up in the morning, I touch my mind and I pray for the spirit of peace to overwhelm me, because I need peace in this season. I need peace so that I can go and do what God has called me to do. We all have these thoughts where it's just like, thoughts is like some scrambled eggs or something. They every which way. No, God is not the author of confusion. God don't deal in no mess. He don't deal in messiness and confusion that is of the devil. And another thing that helped me as well, I would get these thoughts that was like terrible. You know, like I experienced some, like a tragic death in my family. Well, actually more than one, but I was 12 years old when I experienced the first one. I had tragically lost a cousin. And I was 12 years old at that time. Ever since then, I was worried, like, because I didn't know that people could suddenly die like that, who I would see every day. You know, I didn't know that. So I was worried, like, oh my God, I hope, you know, this person don't die. I hope this will happen. And it was something that bothered me. My mom was just plagued with it. Like, you know, and then as I got saved, I started to realize, I'm like, okay. And I started to get into God's word. I said, well, God didn't give me the spirit of fear. And I'm realizing that anxiety and worry, it comes from fear. It's an adaptation from fear. So I'm like, I don't have to deal with that. Why would God want me to sit here and worry when he said, why worry when you can pray about it? And so that's another thing that helps me out too. If you're constantly getting plagued with these thoughts that you're worthless, you're not good, you're ugly, you're all of these things, understand that God's thoughts towards us are good. And those are not your thoughts. So you're an overcomer. Please believe the word of God. Please believe what God has declared for your life. And remember, when you resist the devil, I promise you, he will flee. The devil will get up out of there. But Anyways, though, I just wanted to just talk about a quick video, talk about it, because I just feel like it's so important, like, in today's time, because we are losing so many young people to suicide, even older people to suicide, and I just hate that, you know, and I just feel like the knowledge of God needs to be spread everywhere. God lets it know, he lets it be known in his word that his people perish from a lack of knowledge. So we don't want to lack knowledge in this season. Like, we need to get in our word. And like me, I hate reading, right? But I ask God, like, God, help me. Well, I used to hate reading, but I would ask God, like, God, give me that passion for reading. Give me that passion for, you know, like, just getting to the place where I need to be, where I can stay in the word, where I can learn from the word, where the word will come alive to me. And I do pray, always pray before you read the Bible. And one thing I would suggest, if you're like a newly beginner in reading the Bible, I would say, don't read the Bible in your bed. Please don't. If you do, sit up and read the Bible, because if you lay down and you read that Bible, you're going to be asleep in a minute. I'm trying to tell you, you ain't even going to get past the first verse, and you're going to be asleep, or some other thoughts going to start coming to your mind. It's going to completely distract you, like, oh, I forgot to do this. It's just it's a tactic of the enemy. That's what he do, because he don't want you to read that word. He don't even want you to pray. So when you pray, don't pray laying down, because you're going to be asleep. I promise you, you're going to be asleep. At least sit up and try to do it. It's something that I had to do, because I'm like, every time I get ready to pray, I start yawning. Every time I get ready to pray, I read my Bible, I'm yawning, and I'm getting sleepy, falling asleep. I'm waking up the next morning like, dang, I got my Bible open. What happened? So it's just a little tip. It's something to help me to, like, keep my light on or something like that until I'm done reading the Bible, or until I'm done praying. Sometimes don't lay down, though, because I did that before and KO'd. But anyways, though, y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning into the Endurance Girl podcast. I am grateful for anybody who's tuned into this. And just like, comment, and subscribe if this video has spoken to you.